my soul. Send a great revival in my soul. Let the Holy Spirit come and take control. Send a great revival in my soul.
We welcome you to Revival Time with Dr. Jack Treiber, pastor of North Valley Baptist Church and president of Golden State Baptist College. From our studio in the heart of the Silicon Valley, Pastor Treiber joins you today for a special time of revival and encouragement. We pray you'll be blessed as you listen to Revival Time with Dr. Jack Treiber.
Hello, good neighbor. Monday morning here in Santa Clara, California. You say, well, it's Monday morning here. Well, maybe not if you're in another time zone like 16, 18, 20, whatever hours away. Whatever it is, we're delighted you're here. Thankful for you. Youth Conference is right around the corner. I'm talking about it is the 17th. The 17th. Well, when is the 17th? A week from today. 17th through the 20th, and we're looking forward to it. Young people coming from all over the place. This Sunday's Father's Day. Let's not forget that. And then, of course, Youth Conference. I'm going to say a word every day. I'm asking to pray that God would do something very, very special. Well, first, we're in 2 Peter chapter 1 today. How about this song, Every Time I Feel the Spirit? Thank you for listening on this Monday morning.
Time I feel the Spirit moving in my heart, I will pray. Every time I feel the Spirit moving in my heart, I will pray.
The Jordan River is running cold. It chills the body, but not the soul.
There ain't but one train upon this track. It runs to heaven, then right back.
Every time I feel the Spirit moving in my heart, I will pray. Every time I feel the Spirit moving in my heart, I will pray.
Down in the valley when I feel weak, it's when the devil usually speaks.
Because he's crafty and full of lies, I need the Spirit.
The Spirit moving in my heart, I will pray.
Oh, I have sorrow, I have woe, I have heartaches here below.
While God leads me, I'll never fear, for I know that
He is near. Every time I feel the Spirit moving in my heart, I will pray. I feel the Spirit moving in my heart, I will pray.
Ah, good boys. Thank you so much. Every time I feel the Spirit, say, well, I don't. Well, Romans 8, if any man have not the Spirit of God, he's none of his. The Spirit of God moves. He convicts us. That's his task in life. He convicts us of wrong and sin. We say things we ought to say. Well, I don't get convicted. I go on the internet. I just blast people. Are you not convicted? No. Well, then you're not saved. Let's just put it right where the rubber, Treiber says we're not saved. Well, if you don't feel convicted about slandering your brother, strife with your brother, if you're saved, the Spirit of God's going to tell you, no, 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 don't do that. He's going to comfort us. He's going to guide us. He's going to direct us. He's going to teach us. He's going to empower us. Oh my goodness, if you don't, if you've not been empowered to win anybody to Christ, check up. Many in that last day are going to come and say, have we not prophesied in your name and cast out demons in thy name? He'll say, depart from me. I never knew you. I just really wonder, are you born again? I believe many are professing, but they're not possessing. Well, enough of that. Pray for the tour groups as they're out. Here's a song I'd like you to hear. I need you more today than I did yesterday. I would like you to pray for these tour groups. We have several that are out driving, and not just here, other colleges as well. Pray for their safety, and pray that young people across America would say yes to Bible college. The labors are few. I need you more today than I did yesterday. 2 Peter chapter 1, we'll pick it up in verse number 5.
I need you more today than I did yesterday. Mountains are higher, rivers are wider. I need you more today than I did yesterday. Decisions I can't make on my own, and there are trials I can't face all alone. But you said you'd walk with me down life's troubled road, and you said, come unto me, and I'll bear your heavy load.
More today than I did yesterday. Mountains are higher, rivers are wider. I need you more today than I did yesterday. Help me, Lord Jesus, I need you.
Wake up in the morning and I fear to face the day. Let me feel your gentle hand leading the way. Yesterday has come and gone with those trials far behind, but I'm ever learning, Lord, and every day I find
today than I did yesterday. Mountains are higher, rivers are wider. I need you more today than I did yesterday. Help me, Lord Jesus, I need you more today.
And besides this, we are looking at 2 Peter 1:5. Besides what? Well, we saw this, the precious faith in verse 1, the precious promises, verse 4. And we saw grace and peace and divine power and life and godliness and the knowledge of Him and partakers of the divine nature, the divine power, the divine nature. And we've escaped the corruption of this world. Besides all this, you mean there's more? I'll never forget. We always got two presents at Christmas. My parents gave us one. Was always a piece of clothing, like a jacket or a coat, something we need. I can remember. I can just remember this, and I believe I was in about maybe eighth grade, maybe ninth grade, and my parents, they gave me a coat for Christmas, and then, you know, I knew there'd be one more, normally a smaller gift, but another gift. And I just never forget it. They brought, and this is going to sound strange to you, three-speed bicycles. And my mother and dad bought them at Sears. and they bought three-speed bicycles. And I couldn't believe it. I just couldn't believe it. These beautiful bicycles, black, and you'd have to remember, folks. I never had a new bike, and I'd get parts. And one bike I built had a real small front tire, real big one in the back. Then I put different handlebars. All the time. My neighbor buddies traded me something. I got some of those big high rise handles. I remember getting that. And but they brought this out, and it was like this. Also, this in addition to. Wow, that's what this text is about. You have all these things. Besides all this, listen to this. Giving all diligence, add to your faith. Your Christianity needs some things to be added. He's going to give us a octave, seven tones. I want you to add, circle, underline it there, verse 5, 6, and 7. Virtue, knowledge, temperance, patience, godliness, brotherly kindness, charity. Let me go back one more time. Verse 5, there's 2, virtue and knowledge. Verse 6, there's 3, temperance, patience, godliness. Verse number 7, brotherly kindness and charity. Now, I just have about another 2 minutes, but let me just look at virtue. Virtue is moral goodness. It's excellence. The child of God, and I'm speaking to myself and to you about all these graces, I need virtue. I need moral goodness. I need excellence. I need to be a man that is the real deal. And then he says, I want you to add knowledge to understand things. Parents, do you understand if you give your kids cell phones, they're not going to make it. I promise you, 100%. You just give them a cell phone, connect it with the internet, and you give it to age them 12, 13, 14, 15, 16. 17. I promise you, they're not going to make it. They will stumble. Mark it down 100%. They will stumble. Oh, no, not my kid. They will stumble. You don't know it because they'll get a ghost account. Knowledge. You're going to have to understand some things. And then temperance. He said, I want you to add that. Self-control. And then patience, that is to endure under pressure. You ever go through pressure? Everybody does, every Christian. And then godliness. Are you and I, are we godly people? And then the brotherly kindness. You see, that's why most of these people that are posting things online about one another, if it's negative, I'll guarantee it, they're not Christians. I'm getting very bold these days. You cannot post things against another Christian brother and have the peace of God in your heart. And then charity. Charity is above, over the top love, where that love is expressed, and it is a deep love, a more than just a brotherly love, a phileo love, a Philadelphia love, but the highest love you can give. And that love does not attack, does not criticize, does not lie. Did you catch that, internet folks? Does not lie most of its lies. It's not just fake and false. It's just downright lies. Well, God says, I want you to add these things through the Apostle Peter. Add them to your faith. Your faith should not be stagnant and where it was when you got in, and it should not be less. It should be growing. Father, this is a powerful text. Thank you for it. May we apply it in our lives this day in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you for listening to Revival Time with Dr. Jack Treiber, pastor of North Valley Baptist Church and president of Golden State Baptist College in Santa Clara, California. We invite you to join us each weekday. If you enjoy this broadcast, we would love to hear from you. Email us at revivaltime@nvbc.org. That was one word, revivaltime@nvbc.org. For archived broadcast and many other resources, visit our website at nvbc.org. Once again, thank you for joining us today. for Revival Time with Dr. Jack Treber.
Let the Holy Spirit come and take control. Send a great revival in my soul.